20 after 8. Amelia Fuller with food. Emmy Foo, where you been?
We're at Bar Tabala. It's 237 Melville Road on Pascavale South.
Bar Tabala, T-O-B-A-L-A.
And it was named in the Age's Good Food Top 20 Bars in Melbourne and Broadsheet's Best New Bars of 2023.
That's impressive.
So they do have a lot more to offer, though, than just they have a great mezcal selection. That's their thing.
Sorry, what's mezcal?
Mezcal is tequila made in a very specific area.
Right.
And obviously with that, a great cocktail menu. And the food, though, is top-notch. It is good. So despite the constant flow of traffic on this thoroughfare, really, so it's on the corner there of Melville Road and Bell Street, so you can kind of start to get a view of where we are. And they completely take you out of that, though. So you can still see things going past, but as you walk in, they've got all these neon lights, the walls are lined with Mexicana pictures. There's a lot to look at, as you can imagine. Most good Mexican joints should have lots of bits and bobs, and they do that very well. And with that, you can choose between a booth or a high table or even just bar stools. So choose your adventure. And they definitely are making this like the perfect date spot. And when we arrived, there was only one other couple there, and they were canoodling behind the menu. Oh. Truly. They were grown people.
What sort of canoodling?
Great word, canoodling.
Canoodling behind the menu. But it's not just that. There was definitely people that flowed through. It was a Tuesday night, and we had a table of girlfriends and some old mates behind us that we were eavesdropping on. So there's and actually people coming to dine alone and have a drink. So they get all sorts of people. And their name, Tabala, it's a small agave. It's grown from the seed, and it's only made in Oaxaca, in Mexico. And their owners, Anthony, who's the bartender, and his wife, Frankie, they know all about Oaxaca because they spent the last decade there on and off for months at a time.
I've got a thought
for
you.
So at this stage, you're completely off your nut because all you've described is drink.
Yeah.
Have we got any food there?
I've got a quick thought for you, Ross. You can go here to Bar Tabala on the way home from the airport.
Certainly
you
can.
You could.
It's not far at all from the airport. I'd probably
absolutely
say
not far from
20
the airport.
Minutes from the airport.
Yeah, get off at Bell Street, right?
Right,
and then you're there.
Food.
Food, let's do it. So we started with the Totopo, which is just a fancy name for corn chips, and the trio of sauces. We had to try their guacamole and their salsa verde and their papaya snipec, which is papaya and habanero and onion, which is a bit spicy. So if you're not into the spice, beware. But their guac passed the test. Their corn chips were beautifully crunchy and with that saltiness, exactly how it should be. So tick and tick. They're big things that you got to tick off before you start anything else. Then the always easy favourite was a kingfish tostadas, the sashimi grade kingfish. It was lightly cured. It had a herbed black garlic crema on it, cucumber, watermelon, radish and some popcorn shoots. It was beautiful. So you get three of them and you can just bite size.
Any tacos?
I love me some tacos.
Of course.
Right, sorry,
of course
just,
there's tacos.
There are tacos.
Yes, there are. Of course.
I love me some tacos.
Thank you. Thank you so
Stay
much,
with
Damien.
Us. You're going to come back and tell us what tamales are, because sure. I see it on this menu. We're told the number 86 trams are banking up on Plenty Road in Bundoora. Passengers ordered off due to a troubled individual on the tram. We'll check it out. It's 24 after 8. Amelia has been to great effects to Bar Tabala in Melville Road, Pascavale South. Question for both of you. Have you read this menu?
Yes.
Don't believe you have.
Oh.
What am I missing?
Would you like to read the ingredients of the chorizo potato cheese tucker?
It's
the first word?
Yeah.
Shouse made.
Yes.
Doesn't say house made Mexican pork chorizo. It says shouse made.
There's a little typo there.
No, that's deliberate.
Oh, is it?
That is deliberate. Mexican pulled pork.
I wonder.
I like
that
very
much.
What are tamales?
So tamales are cornbread on the outside, but essentially imagine they're a mini burrito with just the small amount of ingredients, so rather than loading it up. So I had the slow-cooked mushroom tamale, which, you know what, you shouldn't get mushroom when you really want chicken and buck bean. But the best thing on the menu is actually something that I chose for Russell, and it was the fish taco because there is no garlic and no onion because they kept getting asked and they needed something on the menu because so many people don't eat onion and garlic.
Yum.
You ripper. Looks fantastic. The-